அப்ரமம் பங்கரஹிதம் அதிடம் விம்னம்சதா அனந்ததீர்த்தமத்லம் பதே தாப்திரயாபகம் மித்யா சித்தாந்த துத்வாந்த வித்வம்சம்சக்ஷணா ஜெயதீர்த்தாகத நிர்பாசதாம் நோ ஹிருதம்பரே அர்த்திகல்பித கல்போயம் பிரத்யத்தியதகேசரி வியாசதீர்த்த குரு பூயாத் அஸ்மிஷ்டாத சித்தையே தபோ வித்யா விரக்தியாதி சத்குணோகாகரானம் வாதிராஜ குருன் வந்தே ஹைகிருபதாஷியான் பூஜ்ய ராகவேந்திராய சத்யதர்மரதாய ச பசதாங்கல்பருக்ஷாய நமதாம் காமதேனவே துர்வாதி துவாந்திரவையே வைஷ்ணவேந்தீவரேந்தவே ஸ்ரீ ராகவேந்திர குருவே நமோத்தியாளவே ஆ பாதமொழி பரியந்தம் குருநாமாக்தம் ஸ்மரே தென விக்னா பிரணஷ்யந்தி சித்தியஞ்ச மனோரதாக ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருபியோ நம. வி ஆர் டூயிங் த இங்கிலீஷ் செஷன் ஃபார் விஷ்ணு சாஸ்திரநாம விடு ரிஷி தேவதா சந்தஸ் அண்ட் ஸ்டார்ட். ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருபியோ நம. அஸ்யஸ்ய விஷ்ணோ திவ்ய சஹஸ்ரநாம ஸ்தோத்ர மகாமந்திரஸ்ய ஸ்ரீ வேத வியாசோ பகவான் ருஷி அனுஷ்டுப் சந்த ஸ்ரீ மகாவிஷ்ணு பரமாத்மா ஸ்ரீமன் நாராயணோ தேவத ஸ்ரீலக்ஷ்மி நாராயண பிரசாத் சித்தசே ஜபே விநியோக ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய ஓம் விஸ்வஸ்மை நம. ஓம் விஸ்வம் விஷ்ணுர் வஷட்காரோ பூதபவிய பவத் பிரபு பூதகுத் பூதபுத் பாவோ பூதாத்மா பூதபாவன பூதாத்மா பரமாத்மா ச முக்தானாம் பரமாகதி அவ்யப்புருஷசாட்சி க்ஷேத்ரக்னோக்ஷரயேவச யோகோ யோகவிதாம் நேதா பிரதான புருஷேஸ்வரஹ நாரசிம்ஹப்பு ஸ்ரீமான் கேஷவ புருஷோத்தமஹ. ஸோ வி ஃபினிஷ் த ஃபஸ்ட் வர்ஸ். ஸோ விஸ்வம் விஷ்ணு வஷட்காரோ பூத பவ்ய பவத் பிரபு பூதகுத் பூதகுத் பாவ பூதாத்ம பூதபாவன. டுடே வி ஆர் டூயிங் பூதாத்மா. ஸோ this is the first name in the second sloka. Puta, the word puta means pavitra or sacred, and then puta also means flawless, nirdushta, that means has no flaws. So and this meaning when we take nirdushta, you know, like dosha, what kind of doshas we can think of, you know, like there are multiple ways. The doshas, the flaws that can be thought about is like in Gita Tatparya, in one place from Mahavishnu Purana Acharya course, what are all the doshas that we see in a jiva? Ordinary jiva will have certain type of flaws, and those flaws are not there in Paramatma. What kind of flaws are there? So there is talks about for jivas, alpashaktihi asarvajnyam paratantyam apurnata உபஜீவகத்வம் ஜீவத்வம் ஈஷத்வம். ஸோ ஜீவத்வம் தேர், தட் மீன்ஸ் வி ஹாவ் டு பாஸ் தேர், லைக் ஜீவத்வம் ஹேஸ் ஆல் திஸ் ஃப்ளாஸ், அண்ட் தென் ஈஷத்வம் தத் விபர்யய. ஸோ ஸ்வாபாவிகம் தயோ ஏதத் ந அந்யதா ஸ்யாத் கதஞ்சன. ஸோ வாட் டஸ் இட் மீன்? த ஜீவ ஹேஸ் திஸ் கைண்ட் ஆஃப் ஃப்ளாஸ். த அல்பசக்தி is very limited power. So even like you take Chaturmukha Brahma, compared to Paramatma is limited only, because everybody has limited power. Of course Chaturmukha Brahma power is like, you know, infinite times more than ours, like we are nothing. But still, before Paramatma again Chaturmukha Brahma power is like very limited. So that's why alpa shakti or limited power is one of the characteristics of jiva. And then asarvagnam, sarvagnya means knowing, asarvagnam, that means jiva doesn't know everything about Paramatma. So that omniscience is not there in jiva, so that's a kind of a flaw. Omniscience is not there. And then paratantram is, paratantra is like, you know, dependent on somebody else, that's paratantya. So paratantram is paratantra, that means para means someone else, tantra means under the control. So paratantra, the quality of being under someone else. So we are all, para also means sarvottama. So paratantra, we are under the control of Paramatma. Para means sarvottama, para also means someone else. So the jivas are under the control of someone else. That someone else is nothing but the Paramatma. So the para has two different meanings. Para, Paramatma. So in both ways, both the meanings are applicable for jiva. So jivas are under the control of Paramatma, that's why paratantras. Or the jivas are under the control of someone, every jiva is under the control of someone else, that's Paramatma. That's why this paratantra is a dosha in jiva. And then apurnata. Apurnata, actually it comes in Chaturvidha Nasha, we'll talk about it more detailed at that point. But apurnata basically means purnata is completeness or infiniteness. Apurnata is absence of infiniteness. So it's very limited, the limitedness basically, apurnata. So the jiva is limited. So it is limitedness is there for jiva, that apurnata is there. And then upajivakatva, the word upajivakatva and upajivya, this word comes frequently. So let us analyze that meaning of these words, upajivakatva and upajivya. Jiva means living, jivaka means the process of living, upajivaka means under someone, something else. So upajivaka means one who lives depending, like, you know, like a parasite. Every jiva is a parasite only. They are dependent upon Paramatma. So upajivakatva is being alive, being existing. That means having the existence, having the life, which is controlled by someone else. So the life itself, you know, the earlier previous controls talk about paratantra and all is generally, you know, activities controlling everything. But the very existence, so the, even though the jiva is anadi, the existence that Bhagavan did not create, but jiva exists because Paramatma says. So we hear about that in Bhagavata, dravyam karma chakalascha swabhavo jiva evacha yad anugrahata santi nasanti yadupekshaya. So because of the Paramatma's anugraha, jiva is existing. That's why jiva is upajivaka. That means that which is dependent upon something else for its existence, that is called upajivaka. So upajivakatva is the quality of being upajivaka. This is a limitedness for the jiva. This is alpashakti, like that. This is also a limitedness. This is a flaw. And upajivyatva is opposite of, so the words sound very similar. Upajivakatva and upajivyatva. Upajivaka and upajivya, they sound alike, but they give totally opposite meanings. Upajivya means other things are dependent upon it. So like that means the Paramatma is upajivya because all the rest are dependent upon him. They live, they exist depending on the Paramatma. That's why it is upajivya. So that upajivyatva is there for Paramatma. Upajivyatva is no flaw. Upajivakatva is a flaw. So jivas have, that's why I say upajivakatva, that's why upajivakatvam, jivatvam, they're all jivas qualities. Ishatvam, the Lord, he is tadviparyayaha, that is opposite of that. Opposite of that means, instead of alpashakti, Paramatma has anantashakti, infinite power. That's why he is anantashakti, not alpashakti, opposite. And then jiva has asarvajna, that means non-omniscience. Paramatma has sarvajna, that means omniscience. Opposite of asarvajna is sarvajna. Asarvajna means not knowing everything. Sarvajna is knowing everything. So Paramatma has sarvajna. So that is opposite of asarvajna. And then paratantrya. Jiva has paratantrya. Paramatma is opposite of paratantrya, means swatantrya. He is swatantra. Tantra is control. Swatantra, he controls himself. That's why swatantra, and is not paratantra. Nobody else controls Paramatma. So his absence of paratantrya or presence of swatantrya are both the same. Paramatma has that. So that is a absence of dosha. So paratantrya is a dosha. Paramatma does not have that dosha. And similarly, upajivakatva, opposite of that is upajivyatva. Paramatma has upajivyatva. Everything else is dependent upon him. So he has upajivyatva. So then, after we talk about this, it is not like for 1 day, 1 year, or 1 million years. So Paramatma has all these great qualities now. But maybe after zillions of years, will he lose that or something? Means no, because the Swatantra is there. That means he himself controls all these qualities. So that's why it is eternal. And not only the jiva. Will the jiva become sometime, will get that infinite quality? No. These qualities which are all listed for jiva, they are at all times. That's why in the Aham Brahmasmi Tattvamasi, the people say that okay, jiva will no realize Brahma. It is all wrong because here says swabhavikam tayoho yetat na anyatha asyat kathamchana. This is inherent nature of jivatma and paramatma. So this is eternal. This is not like one day job or something and later you realize you become paramatma. All that is nonsense because it is eternal. Eternally jiva is limited. Eternally Paramatma is unlimited. So this is an eternal thing. So this is one thing. And then in Gita Tatpariya only, in a different place, we talk about, you know, nasha, bhagavanta, nasha is one of the biggest drawbacks, right? I mean, negative things, dosha, one of the biggest dosha is destruction. For us, destruction means we know only one kind of destruction. It just gets wiped off, it gets destroyed. Only one kind of destruction we know. But in Gita Tatparya, it is listed, like Acharya quotes it actually from, in Gita Tatparya, actually, he quotes it from, I think, see what he quotes it from. I think Mahavaraha Purana, he quotes this from the Varaha Purana. So that's where he quotes from. So basically what it is saying is, the jiva is having some kind of a discernment. Now we know that jivas are eternal. Eternal means nityas. So the four kinds of nashas are anityatvam, dehahanihi, dukkha praptihi, apurnata, nashas chaturvidha proktaha, tad abhavo haresada, tad anyesham tu, sarvesham nashaha kechit bhavantihi. That means, let's talk about this, anityatva. This is actually, nityatva means eternal, eternally being present. Anityatva is not eternal, that means temporary. Anityatva, ashashvata, both mean the same. Nitya means eternal. Anitya is non-eternal, that is temporary. So nityatvam is a good thing to have, that means you are eternal. Absence of that, anityatva means getting destroyed. That is the one that we know. Like, you know, a pot is not eternal. So when the pot gets broken, we say, oh, the pot is broken. Because it is anitya, so it got broken. So we see, oh, see, look at that. It's anitya, that's why it's broke. It's not eternal. So anityatva is gives the scope for swarupanasha. That means it gets destroyed completely. So this kind of a destruction is not there for any jiva. No jiva has anityatva, because every jiva has nityatva. Though it is swatantra, I mean, jiva does not have swatantra nityatva, the nityatva is dependent upon Paramatma, still the jiva has nityatva. Lakshmi has nityatva, Paramatma has nityatva, so everybody has nityatva. So this anityatva rupa nasha is not there for any jiva. Anityatva rupa nasha is there only for jadapadarthas like pot or, you know, any, even this whole universe. The universe gets destroyed during Mahapralaya. So universe also gets destroyed. So it is there, anityatva rupa nasha. That means is there for all the objects in the world, including the world itself. But jiva, Lakshmi, Paramatma, they are all nityas. That is one kind of thing. Then dehahanihi. So dehahani means destruction of the body. It is there for all the jivas, samsaravastha jivas. That means we get a body, that is a birth. Our death is nothing but destruction of the body. The body gets destroyed. We say, hey, died, so and so died. Died means what? It is a separation between body and the soul. That is the death. Their coming together is birth, their separation is death. So Paramatma and Lakshmi, they are Nitya Muktas. So they do not have Deha. So they do not have Dehahani. They do not have physical body at all. So they never have Dehahani. So here, all the rest of Samsara Jivas have Dehahani. That means destruction of the body. Even the Mukta Jivas, now they don't have Dehahani because they don't have Deha, physical body. But during Samsara, at some point when they were in Samsara, they had Dehahani. So at some point they had Dehahani. So this Dehahani is the property of all the jivas except Lakshmi and Narayana. So Lakshmi and Narayana, they are kind of alike in not having Dehahani. Destruction of the body, that's a body, no, that's a kind of an asha. That we can understand because the body is destroyed. Then Dukkha Prapti. Dukkha Prapti means, you know, you get a sorrow. So when there's a body is there, that is a bhazaru. Samsara avastha, everybody gets a Dukkha. So this Dukkha Prapti is there for all the jivas. Lakshmi and Narayana, they are Nitya Mukta, so they do not have Dukkha Prapti. So in that case, Lakshmi and Narayana both do not have this kind of an asha. Dukkha Prapti is a kind of an asha. And for jivas, what about, sukha prarabdha only is there for rujuvaya, brahma, vayu, ruju, gana. They do not have, dukkha sparsha. So we say they have only sukha prarabdha. But even in case of rujus, because they are so devoted to Paramatma, they want to obey the orders of Paramatma, jiva has this dukkha prapti lakshana. So they accept, like Chaturmukha Brahma, the highest, in Padavi also, like Vayu becomes Chaturmukha Brahma next time, but Chaturmukha, even as Chaturmukha Brahma, he accepts, we say Svikara, he did a Svikara, he accepts two times Bhaya and 4 times Ajnana. So that means that Ajnana and Bhaya time, it's a very short time, but the Ajnana and Bhaya gives Dukkha. So the Dukkha Sparsha, they take it because they accept it. Though Paramatma gives them the freedom, or not exactly freedom, but the scope for having no Dukkha at all. But Paramatma again is as a Sankalpa, he is present inside them, Brahmani Brahmaruposa, Shivarupe, Sivesitha. So inside Paramatma, he gives a prerana to Brahma, making him think that, as a jiva, I should accept sometimes at least dukkha and, the dukkha and ajnana and bhaya, which will give dukkha. So he did that like that. So that is why even they have that dukkha prapti rupanasha, they accepted it. They agreed for it, accepted it. That's why that also is there. So why dukkha prapti is called a nasha or a destruction? Because there, a kind of sukha is destroyed, right? That's why dukkha prapti is considered as, it is a kind of a nasha. Why dukkha prapti is a nasha? Because our sukha is destroyed. I mean, destroyed means the concept of sukha itself is not there. It is removed. When the sukha is there, that moment when dukkha comes, that sukha is destroyed. So it is a kind of a nasha. And then the fourth, so even Lakshmi and Narayana are same there. All the rest have dukkha prapti. So then we say, Lakshmi and Narayana, they look to be same in all the cases. But the fourth one is where Lakshmi and Narayana differ, and that's the only one. Paramatma, the apurnata is non-completeness, absence of infiniteness. The absence of infiniteness is also a kind of anasha, and that kind of anasha is there only for ones other than Paramatma. Lakshmi also has apurnata dosha, and by Kaimutyana, Lakshmi herself has apurnata dosha. All the rest also have apurnata, incompleteness, non-infinity. Paramatma alone does not have this absence of infinity because he's infinite. Because he's purna, the apurnata dosha is not apurna. Purna means infinite, complete. Apurnata means non-infinite or finiteness or incompleteness. So this apurnata dosha is there for Lakshmi and all the jivas. But for Paramatma, apurnata dosha is not there because he is purna. Then apurna, how is it a destruction? Why is that listed as a nasha? What is the nasha? Nasha is purnatva is complete. When something is complete, though, Lakshmi is apurna, though she does not have any dukkha, the shortage of sukha, that means the infiniteness is not there. So the infiniteness is a positive thing. That positivity is destroyed. So nasha is, what is nasha? Anything that is destroyed is nasha. The positivity is the infiniteness, the positivity that is destroyed, that is removed. That means something is prevented, right? So that's why it's nasha. Nasha is nothing but prevention of something, or destruction of something, or not having something, or removing something. Any of that is destruction. So here is not, we can't talk about removing, because not that we had Purnatva or Lakshmi had Purnatva and is removed. That is not there, but prevented is there. That means never Lakshmi was Purna, never the Jivas were Purna, never the Jivas will be Purna. So they are prevented. So that way it is a Nasha. A prevention of a positive thing is also a Nasha. Nasha, why it is Nasha? Because removing a positive thing is a Nasha, one kind of Nasha. Preventing a positive thing is on, because suppose we say we want to take an object, we want to go and eat something. Somebody, no, you can't eat. We have not lost anything. So whatever you ate, it becomes ajirna, is a nasha. But we are not even allowed to, we wanted to eat. Nobody, they say, no, you can't eat. That is one kind of negative thing, right? I mean, we are prevented from that. So this kind of, that means somebody is prevented. All the rest are prevented from Purnatva. Paramatma alone has Purnatva at all times. That's why this Apurnata Rupa is called, Apurnata is called one kind of Nasha. That Nasha is there for all the Jivas, including Lakshmi, but that Nasha is not there for Mahatma. So that's why he alone is Chaturvidha Nasha Rahita. If you take Jivas, ordinary Jivas, they don't have one kind of Nasha, the first one, but they have all the other three kind of Nasha. If we take Lakshmi, she does not have first three kinds of Nasha, but she has the fourth kind of Nasha alone which Lakshmi has. So this way, the Jivas are different, Lakshmi is different, Paramatma are different, they kind of display different characteristics. So this is Paramatma, that's why Nashas Chaturvidha Proktaha, and Paramatma alone does not have any of the four Nashas. And that also he says, Tad Anyesham Tu Sarvesham Nashaha Kechit Bhavantihi. That means for all the rest, some kind of Nasha is there. Like Lakshmi, only one kind of Nasha. For all the Jivas, three kinds of Nasha. If we take Jadapadartha, they have all four kinds of Nasha. Like a pot, it has a Anityatva is there. Oh no, sorry, not all four. If we take Jadapadartha, they don't have Dukkha Prapti. But they have what you call the first and the fourth. Jadapadarthas, if you take, they have Anityatva Rupanasha and they have Apurnatva Rupanasha. Whereas they do not have Dehahani and Dukkha Prapti. Those are not there for Jadapadarthas because they don't obtain a body and they don't have a feelings. That's why they don't have two kinds. They have only two kinds of Nasha. That's why it says Kechid, some. Everything has some kind of Nasha. Jadapadarthas has first and the fourth. Jivas have second, third and fourth kind of Nashas. Lakshmi has only fourth kind of Nasha. Jadapadarthas have only first and the fourth kind of Nasha. They don't have second and third kind of Nasha. So this is how all the ones have some kind of Nasha. So, and that's why Agnata Akhila Samvetuhu Gaditana Kutasna. So there are actually other places where these things are explained further, because Paramatma is Sarvajna, so he will not have Avidya. Avidya is like no ignorance. So because Paramatma is Sarvajna, he does not have Avidya. And Prakriti Niyamaka, so Prakriti Samparka is there. So that's why he won't have other doshas like Kama, Krodha, whatever. Prakriti Janya doshas. Prakriti Janya doshas are because of the contact with Prakriti. So Lakshmi is Niyamaka. So even Lakshmi does not have Prakriti Janya doshas. And Paramatma also, Prakriti Janya doshas is Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada, Matsarya. The Arishadvarga is Prakriti Janya Nashas. So this kind of a doshas are. So those doshas are not there for Paramatma. Those doshas are not there even for some of the, like, you know, Lakshmi also doesn't have those doshas because she is also Prakriti Niyamaka. So Lakshmi also doesn't have those doshas. So this is how we perceive the differences. And then Mahopanishad and all, so this thing they describe, so let us talk about, you know, what Mahopanishad says. So Mahopanishad and all, they say he is sarvadosh sarvaguna sampurnaha sarvadoshavesa. So there it says varjitaha sarvadoshaihi yo guna sarva samurtiman swatantro yadvashaha sarve sa Vishnu paramomataha. Mahopanishad says that. So Vishnu describes, he is like, you know, sarvadosha vivarjita. So the Veda says that. And then Brahmasutra Bhashya Acharya Achintyascha Tathaiva Doshaha Shutascha Na Agnaihi Tatha Pratitaha. So basically what it's saying is all the Satchastas are there, whatever they are like, you know, talking about the glory of the Paramatma only. Some people take the apparent meaning in the Vedas. The apparent meaning may describe that Paramatma has some kind of dosha. Like people say, Aham Brahmasmi Tattvamasi. The apparent meaning. It says, I am same as God. That's a dosha actually for Paramatma. Because I am so limited. I am God means we are saying the God is limited. Because I am limited, God is limited. So that is wrong. That's why these statements, whichever attributes a dosha or a flaw to Paramatma in Vedic scriptures, those things have to be reinterpreted. We have to give alternate meaning for the Vedic statements so that Paramatma will never, so that means the basic rule is Paramatma does not have any flaw. If there is an apparent meaning either in Veda or Purana or Itihasa or anywhere, there is an apparent statement which looks like, you know, say, or gives a meaning where Paramatma is having some dosha, that is only apparent meaning, wrong meaning, and that has to be rejected because the rule, basic axiom rule is Paramatma does not have any flaw. So if any statement tells that Paramatma has a dosha, it has to be reinterpreted. So that's the thing. And then we saw that Atma means Deha. Atma also means mind. No, we saw that Atma means soul also. Atma also means body. Atma also means mind. So he is Puta Atma. Instead of saying Puta Atma, one who is Puta Atma as a Karmadhare Samasa. That means Puta Asma Yahasa Puta Atma. He himself is Puta Atma. That is one meaning. Or Puta Atma Asya Asti Iti Puta Atma. That means Puta is sacred or flawless. Atma is body. Another meaning. Instead of saying he is a flawless soul, that is, he himself is soul. Anya Vastu Pradhana is Bahurihi. If you take in Bahurihi, Bahurihi means Puta Atma Yasya Saha Puta Atma. Their Atma means body. One who has flawless body. Because in case of Paramatma, he does not take a separate body. His Swarupa itself is the body. Even when he does Avatara, Rama, Lakshmana, Rama, Krishna, and then Patsya, Kurma, Varaha, any Avatara you take, or Narasimha Avatara, or Kalki Avatara, any Avatara you take, in that avatara, Paramatma comes with his own Jnanananda Atmaka Sharira. That means he does not acquire a physical body. He never gets a physical body. Even in Matsya Kurma, the body is not a physical body. That whole Matsya Sharira is Jnanananda Atmaka Sharira. That's why, like, you know, we hear in the story, like, you know, he comes, he talks and everything. The fish, in the fish form, he talks. So because it's all Jnanananda, he does everything. So This Deha or the body for Paramatma is his own Swarupa. That's why if you say body, one who has a flawless body, that means his own Swarupa Deha is his physical body also. I mean, that means he does not have a Gunatmaka or Trigunatmaka or Panchabhutatmaka Sharira. He never has it. So that's why he is Nirdushta Deha One. That means Puta Atma Yasya Saha. And then Atma also means mind. For God, for us, the body is different, mind is different, soul is different. We have all three layers are there. Whereas for Paramatma, his body is himself. His mind is himself. He does not have another mind, a different mind. His own self is his mind. So we have a Jada mind. So Paramatma, his mind is also Chetana mind. His body is a Chetana body. He does not take a separate body, separate mind. That's why we called Swagata Bheda Vivarjita. That means there is no difference between Paramatma and his body. There is no difference between Paramatma and his gunas. There is no difference between Paramatma and his manas. So this is another thing. Puta Atma Yasya Saha. That means one who has flawless mind. That's why he is called Puta Atma. That's also a Bahurihi Sammasa. So I think I'll pause it here so that I'll allow scope for asking questions, so people may have a lot of questions. So I'm passing here. Sri Krishna Arpanamastu.